Hello, children. Today I will be doing the first chapter of political science, that is the introduction to political science. The history of political science goes back to ancient Greece, that is the time of Plato and Aristotle. To understand political science, we need to study both the traditional and modern theories of politics. The traditional or the classical political science tells us that political science continues to be defined as the science of state and government. On the other hand, the modern political science says that in place of focusing attention only on the study of state, government, and other political institutions, modern political science began focusing on the study of politics. Now, what do you mean by politics? It means political relations, political actions, and political processes. Now we will go into the depth of the chapter, which will make things more clearer. Now, the traditional definition of political science, according to Paul Janet, is that political science is that part of social science which treats of the foundations of the state and the principles of the government. What does that mean? It means that they are saying that there is a sharp distinction made in view of politics and political science. They are saying that political science is regarded as a science of state and government. The study of state, government, and other political institutions is defined as a scope of political science. And for them, politics is taken to mean the current problems and the issues that are faced by the government. So let us look at the points of differences between politics and political science according to the traditional view. Very briefly, I would like to explain that politics is concerned with the day-to-day activities of the government, and political science, on the other hand, tries to study and explain the theory of fundamental principles, origin, nature, scope, and power of state and government. Politics means the actual behavior of politics, and political science is that social science which studies state and government. Politics is a practical activity, and they consider political science an academic exercise involving again the study of state and government. Politics differ from state to state and within each state from time to time. And the principles of political science is universal. All right, so now let's move on to the meaning of political science according to the modern view. The modern political scientists, they reject the traditional view of difference between politics and political science. Most of the modern political scientists define politics as a system of political relations and processes in each society. They use the concept of political science for the study of politics. Now, this concept involves within itself the traditional concept of state, government, and nation, and constitutes a useful analytical tool for the study of politics as a system of power relations and interactions. So let's move on to the definition that Catlin gives us. Catlin says that politics is a study of political aspects of organized human society. Politics is a struggle for power and influence. Now, politics or political science has been a continuously developing discipline. It has been growing, changing, and developing in tune with the changes in the social, economic, and political environment. The scope of contemporary political science includes five major dimensions, each of which is also an autonomous subject of study. What are they? Number one, it's political theory. Next, comparative politics, international relations, public administration, political economy. Now, what is this political theory? Political theory is the first and the foremost dimension of political science because a study of politics always begins with a study of political theory and political thought. The scope of political theory is as follows. It tries to study state. State has become the focus of study in political science. State of origin, nature, purpose, functions of state make up the study of political science. It involves the study of the past, present, as well as the future of the state. The study of government. Government is an essential element of the state. Study of state also involves the study of government of the state. Now, the study of government involves the study of three organs, as you've learnt before. What are the three organs? The legislature, the executive, and judiciary. The study of political thought and ideologies is a study of